New York City draws musicians from around the globe, but after 17 years on the New York scene, one accomplished jazz guitarist decided to return home to Istanbul. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, like jazz composers did with American music, he's taking Turkish pop songs and turning them into jazz standards.
Music writers call it the Great American Songbook, works by American musical greats with names like Gershwin, Berlin, Kern, Porter, and Arlen. Their songs began as the pop music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, on Broadway and then in the movies. Here's how the Cole Porter classic, What Is This Thing Called Love, sounded when it first hit the American pop charts in 1930, performed by Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with a vocal by Lou Conrad.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing.
A few years after that, Fred Astaire sang it to Ginger Rogers. Later, it got a kick in the pants from Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle. And jazz players latched onto its distinctive minor to major chord changes. By the mid-50s, Porter's rather plaintive tune was launched into the stratosphere by one of the great jazz trumpeters, Clifford Brown. But can this 20th century American music tradition work in 21st century Turkey? One man thinks so.
My name is Yavuz Akyazıcı. I'm a jazz musician.
Guitarist, composer, and arranger Yavuz Akyazıcı cut his teeth on New York jazz and still remembers how nervous he felt as a teenager auditioning for the Jazz Conservatory at New York's New School.
And when I went to the entrance exam of the school, I've seen Reggie Workman in the jazz bands.
That's Reggie Workman, who used to play bass with John Coltrane, one of Akyazıcı's idols. Workman was anchoring an ensemble, auditioning would-be students, and he wasn't smiling.
You can imagine my knees were shaking. The rest I really don't remember to the day. I waited 5 hours until he finished all of them. He said, yeah, you're in.
That began a 17-year musical education, studying under jazz guitar legend Jim Hall and playing in storied New York clubs like the Village Vanguard and Birdland. When he returned home, his head and fingers full of American jazz standards, he wondered if he could get Turks to come out and listen to jazz versions of their own favorite pop songs. This, by the way, is very different from turning American show tunes into jazz. Chances are, if you're familiar with Turkish pop, you've heard what the Turks call arabesque music. Eastern-tinged, sometimes moody, sometimes melodramatic. That style still shows up in modern Turkish songs. This one translates as I'm Depressed by the pop singer Göksel. By the time jazzman Akyazıcı and his band, the Turkish Standards Project, were finished with it, Göksel's depression sounded a lot more like the blues in jazz dialect. Akyazıcı says even though he's using Turkish pop and rock music as his starting point, the principle is the same.
Because during 40s, 50s, Gershwin and all those cats, Cole Porter, they were pop music of the time. And jazz musicians used those songs as a vehicle to improvise. I said, what if I take this idea in my version, in my country, recent pop songs? And it wasn't easy.
Some songs required more transforming than others. Güzel Bir Gün, which roughly translates as It's a Nice Day, was a hit for Teoman, another one-named Turkish rock star. But even in its radically altered jazz form, Akyazıcı says audiences recognize it and sing along, something that never happened at his concerts before. And that makes him happy, because it means he's introducing a new audience to the music he's devoted his life to. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
I've pulled my